Psalms chapter 87. Images from the television news often show women in the last few weeks of their pregnancies trying to enter the United States in order for their children's birth certificate to show that they were born here. Usually, the simple fact of being born in a country makes you a citizen of that country. We have friends who have visited the civil registry on another continent where the birth of their ancestors was recorded, just to see the file where they had been registered. One of my dear cousins, visiting a village in Italy, not only found the name of her great-grandfather written in the archives of the civil registry, but when touring the place, was such an emotion that she even kissed the ground. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, "This one was born in Zion." While the record of our birthplace is important, even more important is another record. The Bible calls it the Book of Life. 6 times this record is mentioned in the Book of Revelation. The last mention, in chapter 21, strongly states that they will enter the city of God, the heavenly abode, only those whose names are written in the Book of Life. Perhaps that is why Jesus associated faith in him with a new birth. Because just as at birth, here, our names are written in the civil registry, by trusting Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are not only born again, but also our names are written in the Book of Life. There is a new name written down in the glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I've met the author of my story, and he's mine. Yes, he is mine.